The sugya on Yud Beis Amar Aleph, Pasach B'Shichro V'Sim V'Chamro, Pasach B'Chamro V'Sim V'Shichro, try to reduch the Shita to restrain him a little bit. The Gemara says, Pshito, Heichu Dekarnochet Kosta Dechamro V'Yodei, because over the Shichro Hu, U'Pasach U'Mavarach Adaita D'Shichro V'Sim V'Chamro Yotso. Inami Omer Shakani V'Dvar Yotso. That's not, of course, Omer Shakani V'Dvar Yotso. Somebody that's holding a cup of wine in his hand, and he starts off the bracha Aldas to say Shehakol Nivadvari, and he ends off with the right bracha of Ripri Agafin Yudese, because even if he would have said Shehakol Nivadvari, he would be Yudese, because Shehakol is a all-inclusive bracha that you can be Yudese with anything. That's the first thing in the Gemara. Elehecha de Karnokit Kosa de Shichra Biyadei, because over the Chamril, Pasach Oborach Adaita de Chamril, the theme of the Shichra Mai. However, the Fakir Takeh, the person's holding Shechar in his hand, and beer, the bracha is shakoni b'dvari. He thinks that it's wine, so he starts off his bracha adas to say frei pri agafen, and he ends off saying shakoni b'dvari. What's the halacha in that case? Do we go? What's the shaila? My baster ikur bracha zinon or baster chasim zinon? Do we go baster the ikur bracha or the chasim? I think Mara tries to bring a raya. The ma'aseh tabayit leifshet at the end of the day. There's three basic shitas of rishonim in the sugya. And each one understands is building really off of the one beforehand. There's the Pasha the case in the Gemara, that the Gemara says Pshita Lei, and then there's the Suffolk, which Rashi says is a Suffolk. The Riff understands that Rashi's case is not a Suffolk, it's Pashit. He has a different Suffolk. And the Goyim understands that the Riff's case is Pashit, and they have a different Suffolk. And we'll go through them Achas L'Achas. Pshita's Rashi, and before that Taitas learns the same way, is that the Gemara Shail of Pasach Adaito means that you started the bracha, you never mentioned the other bracha. Pasach Adaita means that when you started the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekinu Melech Ha'olam, your kavana was to say, Brei Pri Agafen. In the case of the Suffolk of the Gemara, that you had Shechar in your hand, Pasach Adaita the Chamra, you thought that it was Agafen, and then you ended off, you realized before you actually were chais in the bracha, and you said, Shakol Yivadvarin. So at the end of the day, his bracha was a regular bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekinu Melech Ha'olam, Shakar Ne'evidvari. Just the beginning of the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekinu Melech Ha'olam, was aldas to end off Brei Pri Agafen. He caught himself in time and realized that it was Shechar, and he ended off Shakar Ne'evidvari. There the shaila of the Gemara is, do we go baser the Iker bracha, the Hainu, the Baruch Atah Hashem, or do we go baser what Lamaisi was chasim at the end of the day? Now the Mashmois Lechura is, the dafka, if you were chosim karoi, then we have a shiloh. If you have the end bracha, you ended off shakoni b'dvari, that's where we have a shiloh. However, if you didn't end off shakoni b'dvari, you ended off brei pri agafen, you said the wrong bracha, and you just had the right kavana, l'chor b'fash is in that case, in Hanami, there's no suffik b'chlal. That's pashit, that's not, you don't have the bracha b'chlal. You don't have a bracha, you said the wrong thing, that wasn't a question. It's only where you have the richtig galashin, there the shiloh is, can the kavana be mekalko? And the truth is, Magan Avram says this, Kepshuta in Magan Avram, in the beginning of the Siman Reish Tes, he names on Bedas Rashi, he says, the Safek of the Gemara was only where you were choisim kedin, and your kavana was kavan mekukel. The truth is that already the Rajba says the Bedas Rashi. The Rajba says, Lehedi Bedas Rashi, that Yizikr nira chasima, which is karoi. But if you were not choisim karoi, lekuli ama chasima adifa, everybody holds that the chasima is adifa, in other words, that's the given. You need to have a chasima. The shaila is, can kavana be makalko the chasima? But if you don't have the chasima, so then it's kilo as if you're doing a, being mechaven to be mekayim a mitzvah without doing the ma'isa mitzvah. It's not enough to be a good Jew in your heart. You have to do the ma'isa mitzvah. So too over here by a bracha, if you don't have the bracha b'chlal, then it doesn't help you that your kavana was kavana re'uyo. And therefore, if you ended off brei pri agafen, even though your kavana was shakani medvar, which is the right thing, but if you have the wrong chasima, it's pashit according to Rashi, b'pashtis, that it's not, there's no shalom whatsoever for sure, not Yitzel. The whole shalom Gemara is, if you have a richtig bracha, you ended off karoi, can your kavana at the time that you said, Baruch Atah Hashem, the Kingdom of Melech Ha'olam, be mekalkel the bracha, and pull it down that you should not be Yitzel. However, in the Rambam, it's the before, it's not that way. The Rambam, in Uchas Brachas, Perikhes Alach Yir Aleph, he says that even in such a case, you go basur the ikr kavana, the kavana that you had b'shas the bracha. Even if you ended off Shiloi Karoi, you ended off with the Brei Pri Agafen on the Shechar, nevertheless, if your Kavana B'Shas, the Baruch Atah Hashem, the Kinu Melech Ha'olam, was Kavana Ru'uya, your Kavana was to say Shakon Yevadvari, Even though at the end of the day on your sheicher you said brei pri agafen, nevertheless you're yetzer. That means that in a chanami the chasima is not the kriveya dafka. The shayla is, can we go bust the dick of the bracha? The ikar bracha can zayin is kriveya more than the chasima, and therefore even if the chasima was not a chasima roya, so your bracha was baruch atah Hashem lekeinu malach olam brei pri agafen on sheicher. Nevertheless, since you had the richta kavana, we can go bust your kavana and your yetzer deicha vasei. That's what the Rambam paskens halacha lemaisa. We're leaving out on purpose that which we'll see in Ritz Hashem when we get to the Simon Reish test. The Chachmi Lunil, who asked the question to the Rambam said we're talking about a specific sheikha which comes out of Anovim, and that's why you're Yitzah. Lamais the Paiskim do not go that way. So Mamela, we're going with the Rambam Kimshutai, that in a Chanami, the Iker Bracha, the Baruch Atah Hashem, like Inam Alech Olam, is Kriveya, even when it's Keneged a Bracha, which is, even Keneged the Chasimo, which is Chasimo, which is not Roy, nevertheless, the das that ikar bracha is kiveya. The truth is that for das Rashi, it's meduktik like the Rambam. The Prima Gondim asks the Orelam asks the Shailo. So it's on the Marmar Kremis, but the Orelam asks this question. Rashi says pasach b'deshuach v'simah dechamro tchilas habracha amar almanas shehakol v'kimin sheigia lamelach Orelam nizker shu yain. I'm sorry. Basar ikar bracha azlinon v'ikar bracha adaita the yain nemro when you had sheikh in your hands. The ikar bracha was al das yain. It's as if you ended off the bracha of Brei Pri Agafen. Now the question is, if you go bust the Iker Bracha, then who cares how you ended off? It doesn't make any nafkamina. Why did Rashi have to say, it's as if you ended off the bracha of Brei Pri Agafen? Even if you ended off the bracha Karoi, it doesn't make a difference. Because your Iker Bracha was Shalai Karoi. If we go bust the Iker Bracha, that means the Iker is Kriveya, is your Das at the time that you said, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Ha'olam. So then, it doesn't make a difference how you end it off. We go bust the Iker Bracha, and the Iker Bracha was not good. Therefore, ruined your end. What's the difference? How you were chosen? Why did Rashi have to say, it's ki'ilu siyem of k'moish siyem b'yayin? Says the Rashi Yosef, the Prima Gondim Rashi Yosef, he says, Elamai, Rashi is coming to tell you the chiddush of the opposite case. The case of the Rambam. That, why did Rashi have to say, havi k'moish siyem? For the other case, the case where you had kavana re'uya at the time of Baruch Atah Hashem lekeinu melech ha'olam. But you ended off on your sheikhar, on your beer, you ended off Brei Pri Agafen. The Chor is Pasha, you shouldn't be Yetze. No! Since your Iker Bracha was Karoi, Haviki Ilu Siim Brei Pri Alayayin. It's as if you ended off with the Richtige Bracha of Brei Pri Agafen. And therefore you Yetze. So the Maisel Rashi Yosef is Medaik in Rashi, that Rashi also goes like the Rambam. However, like we said beforehand, and the Rajba says Lahedi, but that's Rashi, the Rashi goes not that way. So, and I think that's how the Pashas of how the Achrayim understood, like the Magen Avraham says. Not like the Ziyak. The Ziyak is the Ziyak. However, Lamaisa, the Rishonim and Achronim, Rav Rishonim and Achronim went not that way with Das Rashi. And in a Chanami, the only question is when you have a good Chasima, could the Iker be Mekalkal? But Zichur, Iker by itself is not going to be able to be Yetzeh if you don't have a good Chasima, not like the Rambam. Now you can clear, but that's the Rambam. If the Iker is the beginning of the Bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, the Kingdom of Melech Ha'olam, so then, l'chori, even if you weren't chayis in the bracha, if the ikur is the baruch atah Hashem, so why do I have to have a end off anything? Even if I didn't end the baruch brei pri agafen, I stopped baruch atah Hashem lekeinu melech ha'olam. Kinira, that was pashut that that zikr not a bracha. Why doesn't have a shame bracha b'chlal? A shame bracha is a hilul to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You have to end off with some sort of tefis bracha. You need some sort of bracha that it should be considered as if you're saying a bracha. But if you just say baruch atah Hashem lekeinu melech ha'olam, that's not a bracha b'chlal. If you have a matbeya of a bracha of Chazal, and your beginning of the bracha was a bracha ruya, that's enough. So I saw something really interesting. The Orlam asked really this question. I saw they asked the question to Rabbi Yashiv in the Shurim on Brachas. They said, if that's the case, according to the Rambam, if you say on beer, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Ha'olam, Asher Kedishonu V'Mitzrayim V'Tzivanu Al Netilas Lulav. You should be Yetze. You have a bracha. You ended off in the wrong way. Machnash Toys doesn't make a difference. You started off your bracha, Karoi. Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Ha'olam was Karoi. And you only need a Tanai that your Chasima should be a good, should be a Chasima of a bracha. You have a Chasima of a bracha. So, Rav Yashu said, he says, Daili v'achidosh harishon shel Rambam, not the second one. What's meinter? So, Ben Tzion Kook in his Zohar on the bottom, he says, Richti Gazach, I think, he says that there's a difference, even according to the Rambam, Zichr, you have to be choisim with a birchas hanenin. It can't be a different type of bracha. If you're choisim in the birchas hamitzvahs, the mechlal doesn't have a teifas of your bracha lechatchila was the birchas hanenin. You ended up with the birchas hamitzvahs. That's zecher nothing. That's also not a bracha. It's only where you have a birchas hanenin. The question is, you have the wrong birchas hanenin. Nishkefelach, because you started off with the richtige kavana. That's enough. You have a birchas hanenin with the right kavana at the beginning, which is the ikker. But if you don't have a birchas hanenin, you ended off shaking the shomer says the vana l'tiel zuluf. That zecher, even according to the Rambam, is not going to be yitzah. So the pasha is not a birchas hanenin, rather a birchas eitel.
Even
b'samim, l'chora, according to that, l'chora it should be. If they all have the same gather, which l'chora they do, l'chora. Maybe you have to see that later, but l'chora. Good or. Kumtas that the Rambam also goes al derech Rashi that it's nikva kafi the kavana of Baruch Atah Hashem. Pasach means pasach adas. But in a chanam, you didn't say the words, and you were only chaysim with one bracha. That's how Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rambam is in Tosfos Chiddush, like we said. But everybody goes that it's pasach adaito. The Ravid, as the Rishonim bring down, the Rosh brings down from the Ravid, that the Ravid asks, but some Tosfos asks the question, that l'chora kavanas nama akif, we hold mitzvahs in tzrichas kavana l'chol apachas by brachas, which is derabanan. That's what it means. Betzem, we pass in that mitzvahs tzrichas kavana by derayso. By derabanan, brachas that are derabanan, mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. And the mela, why should it be ma'akiv if you have the wrong kavana? What's the tzad that it should be makalko, frekter Ivan, if you hold that mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana? So we show him answer that even though mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, but kavana afucha is not considered kavana. That's megareya. If you have neutral kavana, in a chanam it's not a problem. However, if you have kavana not to be yaitzah, then in a chanam you're not going to be yaitzah. That's gar atzvei. And mamela, if you have kavana for a different bracha, that's kilo kavana, you don't want to be yaitzah with the richtige bracha. That mamela in a chanam, you're not going to be yaitzah, even if you hold mitzvah sein etzvei kavana, that's not if you don't have kavana afucha. So what does the Ravid hold? Can you hear the Ravid understood that in a chanam, even if you have kavana afucha, you're going to be yaitzah. The truth is, it's machlokes rishonim. The Rashba holds even if you're shrying that you don't want to be yetzer, nechanam you're not yetzer. The Ra'al holds not that way. The Ra'al holds even if you're shrying, if you did the mitzvah, then in a chanami, it's not going to help the fact that you're screaming. Mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana, and you did the mitzvah. Now you could say also, but that's the Ra'al differently. You could say that as long as you're mechavin for a bracha, that's enough. It's not the fact that you have kavana afucha. Bracha is all you need is that you're being mahal, you're being mevarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Memela, as long as you have kavana for that, that's enough. So l'chora, that's how it will come out. But be'etzim l'kasha shver l'chatchila. What does it mean? Frekter, mitzvah is einen tzrichas kavana. Memela, what's the problem over here? L'chora, even if you had no kavana whatsoever, it wouldn't make a difference. Now l'chora over here is much worse. L'chora, over here, mitzvah zeinat tzrichas kavana means that you don't have to know when you're doing the ma'isa that you're being mekayim a mitzvah. But you have to know l'chor l'pachas what you're doing. Over here, the guy's doing a different ma'isa b'chlal. He's being mechaven, the whole mitzvah is the bracha. And if you're mechaven for bracha B instead of bracha A, it's not that you're doing the mitzvah without kavana, you're totally doing a different mitzvah. It's much more damit to doing a different mitzvah than to doing a mitzvah without kavana. The whole mitzvah is the bracha, and your kavana is to do a different mitzvah. Maybe that's Shani the Yavis. The Yavis says that there's a chilek. He says, Shani, Zloshin is, Tois v'chazorin kavana tremilininu. Tois v'chazorin kavana tremilininu. Maybe that's the Nakuda. I know Tois means that you're doing something, you think you're doing something else. Chazorin kavana means that you're doing the Maisa mitzvah, just you don't have kavana to be carrying the mitzvah. Here you're not doing the Maisa mitzvah b'chlal. It's a pasher of Tois. You think you're doing A, you thought it was A, and you're really doing. And that's why you made one bracha, but it's really B. So mainly, you're not even doing the ma'aseh mitzvah. You're doing a different mitzvah b'chlal. That's not a chasar in your mitzvah zein tzrichas kavana. That's b'chlal. You're not doing the mitzvah.
Why is that not the rishon from before? You don't need kavana, but when you have kavana, you have to make sure it's right.
No. Their teretz is that even when you're doing a ma'aseh mitzvah, you're shuckling a lulav. If you're mechaven, I don't want to be yetzah the mitzvah of lulav, you're not going to be yetzah. That means they're being maskim to the question. They're saying, you're right, in a chanami you don't need kavana. But when you're doing the mitzvah and you have kavana hafucha, then in a chanami you're not going to be yitzah. We're tining, you're not even doing the mitzvah. You're not shaking your lulav. You're b'chlal eating matzah. You're not doing that mitzvah b'chlal. Here, the whole mitzvah is the bracha. And you're not doing bracha A, you're doing bracha B. It's not the mitzvah. There's an interesting lashon in the Meiri. The lashon in the Meiri is he answers the question the way that the other Rishonim answer the question. Kol sheyesham kavana lamasha einoy, who pochas miksheinsham kavana kolikar. So the first thing, if you have fakerta kavana, that's much worse than not having kavana bechlal. Va'oyd zokter shemikol mokim tzoruch hu leidal ma mevarech. He has to know what he's being mevarech on. What does it mean tzoruch hu leidal ma mevarech? If you don't know what you're being mevarech on, then bechlal you're not doing the mitzvah. You're talking apples instead of oranges, literally. Not literally, because it's in bracha. But you're talking pears instead of cucumber. But Mela, it's bechlal, it's a different mitzvah bechlal. That's the first horror that the Ravid had, and l'chor what you could answer. The second question is that the Ravid asks, he says that l'chor is mevur in the rest of the Gemara, that it's not pasach adaito. It's not just adas, because the Gemara says, toshma, shachris, pasach, b'yoytzor, v'sim v'marir v'arovim. It doesn't say pasach adaito, to say yoytzor. Rather, Pasach b'yoytzor means that you actually said the words, Baruch atah Hashem, l'kinu melech ha'olam, yoytzor revari choshech, and then you kicked into Hashem, v'dvarim marir v'arovim. If it says lehedia, it doesn't say lehedia. It says lehedia that we're not talking about adaito. So that case is not talking about adaito. So the first case is also not talking about adaito. Says the Rashba, no. Rashi's maskim, in this second case, where there is a chasima, that the psicha could be that you said the words. It was only in the case of a bracha kitzara, where there is no psicha and chasima. All you have is, the whole bracha is, the words of the bracha is the bracha kitzara, shachon ivadvari, brei priagofen. But in the bracha of asher vadvari mayar varavim, or yitzara vari choshech, then you have an entire, it's a bracha aruka. It starts with a baruch, and it finishes off with a baruch, yitzara ma'ariz, amar varavim. Memela, in that case, Rashi is going to be maskim that in a chanami, when you're choisim at the end, maybe in a chanami could rectify that which you said wrong at the beginning. That's what Rashi would be maskim. It's only in the case where you have, all you have is a bracha kitzara, then there's nothing to talk about. There is no psicha. Your psicha is the chasima. Once you said the bracha, you're finished. There's no shachan ibizvar, break, break off. And after you said shachan ibizvar, you already finished the bracha. There's nothing to talk about afterwards. Now the truth is that Rashi says not that way. Rashi says kloimar when he brings down this gemara. Toshma shachas pasach biyitzar. He says kloimar adaito loimar biyitzar. But in a chanami, the Rashi says in a chanami it's lav dafki. Taka didn't have to say that. The truth is that the lechura of the stimas lashon Rashi. That's not stimas lashon Rashi. Stimas lashon Rashi is the fact that he didn't say lav dafka. But lechura is mevurin Rashi. The Rashi was saying that it's adaito. Maybe it's also you could be mechadish in that case. But Chol Pachas is also going that this case is also adaito. You were poiseach adaito, and you were chaysim afterwards, shalei karoi. Karoi. And the shalei is, can you be, is the kavana that you had at the time that you said Baruch Ata Hashem, mekalkol that which you said karoi at the end, or not? That's Shitas Rashi in the sugya. The second Shita is the Shitas HaRif. The Rosh brings down the Rif, and he says that that case, it's mavur that the case that was a suffix according to Rashi, where you said Baruch Ata Hashem Melekinu Melech Ha'olam Al Das to say Brei Pragofen, and then you ended up Shakonei B'dvarei Koroi, it's Pashit to the Rif that that case you Yotze. That's not a Safik B'chol. It can't be that that's the case of the Gemara. That's not a Safik B'chol, because Kavanah is not Makalka, like we just said in the Ravid. Kavanah doesn't ruin anything, and therefore Machdash says what you had Kavanah at the beginning, it doesn't make a difference. But Melo, what Rashi understands is the Safik according to the Rif is Pashit that you Yotze. So what is the Safek Gemara according to the Rif? Where you actually said the words. You took Sheikh, or you took a cup of beer in your hand, and you said, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Bari Priya Gofen, Shehakol Nihyeh B'dvari. You chafed yourself, but it was a little bit too late. What does it mean too late? It was after you said, Bari Priya Gofen. You said Bari Priya Gofen already, and then you switched to Shehakol Nihyeh B'dvari. That's the Safek Gemara. Do you go Basa the Psicha, or do you go Basa the Chesima? Now L'chura, the Girsa, L'chura, the way that actually is in the Rif, if you look at the Rif, the Girsa is not like in our Gemara. Our Gemara, the Shaila is, my Basar Iker Bracha Azlinon, or Basar Chasima Azlinon, not Psicha or Chasima. The Shaila was Iker Bracha or Chasima. And it makes a lot of sense. What's the Iker Bracha? The Baruch Ata Hashem, the Kinu Melech Ha'olam. That's why it's Iker. Mashenkin, according to the Rif, there's no Iker Bracha. You said both of them. Barir Priya Gofen Shachani Medvara. Why is one more Iker than the other? Lechor, it's two Chalakim of a Bracha. Memela, the Gemara Shaila was, do you go Basa the Psicha or do you go Basa the Chasima? But in the Chanami, the Girsa is not Iker Bracha. We'll see in the Goinim have the Bracha, even though they have a similar case, they are Girs Iker. We'll get to that, Be'ez Hashem. Now Rashi didn't handle this case. Rashi didn't say Zetzain that the Gemara is talking about such a case. The Mashmois is, like the Rashi speaks out, but that's Rashi, that in this case it's Pashit that you're not going to be Yetze. And Achanami, once you already said the Bracha, then you're finished. Once you already said Reit Priyag Offen, it's too late. It's not going to help you to say Shalkanim B'Dvarim. You already finished the Bracha, and therefore it's not going to help you. And the Shaila is, Farvos, why doesn't it help you? Why don't we say the Shaila is Sion Rashi and Sion the Rif? The Shaila is on Rashi, why is it Pashit in that case that you're not Yetze? L'chori R'chozer Teichi Deidibur. Kol Atara Kula Karmelon Teichi Deidibur. Kedibur Dhamma, the Gemara says in Adar and Pezayin. So Vasef is, how come over here when he said Breipri Agafen and Rechoizer Techi Deidibur and he said Shakan Midvaru, why are you Rechoizer? Why can that be that you're Yetzi Rechoizer? And the Shaila is on the Rif also. What's the Shaila of the Gemara? According to Rashi, it's a bigger Shaila. According to Rashi's question that you're not Yetzi, why not? Techi Deidibur, Rechoizer. Even according to the Rif, that it's a Safik, what's the Safik Bechal? Lechori Rechoizer Techi Deidibur. So the truth is that the Magen Avram says Bedas in Reish Tes. So let me start. Thought in Reish Tes Sifkaton Gimel in Sifkaton Dalad, the Magen Avram says Bedas the Rif that in Echanami the Rif that when he was priced the Kula we saw in Tesis. Tesis says that the Rif says the Maskanas the Gamar we go the Kula. He says according to the Rif it's Mashma even after Kidei Dibur you can still be Chayzer. Sotzam v'loy Pirush. If you look at the Prima Gadim says where's Israel? Where did the Magen Avram get that from? He says, because if it was Tekedei Dibur, then what's the Shaila of the Gemara? Kol HaTarek Kulu, Paskin, Tekedei Dibur, Tekedei Dibur, Dami. Memel, it has to be that the whole Shaila of the Gemara is going after Tekedei Dibur. And even so, if Shatila Kula, it could not be crazy. Now the truth is that it's Mefurish in the Rishonim that they learn not that way. The Maisa, the Balamor, when he brings down the Shita, he says Teich Deidibur. The Ramban and the Gaonim, that's also a similar Shaila, also says Teich Deidibur. Rav of the Paiskim go that it's talking about Teich Deidibur. And if it's not, we have a Kasha, Vos Epis, why should it be that way? Why can't you be Chorz Teich Deidibur? But the other way is twice as fair. That if it's after Teich Deidibur, they can be Chorz and be Misaki, Vos Epis. Lechor, it's already until when? Ad Heichon. The next morning you wake up and you realize that it wasn't, so then at what point do you in a Chanami? Can you switch your bracha? Zikr not after you drink or any. Unless maybe you could make a bracha afterwards, we'll see. But what's the tzad that should be after Kedei Dibur? Zikr the Rishonim, Rav the Rishonim, the Tashbit says Lehendi also, says it's talking about Kedei Dibur. All the Rishonim that I saw that handle it, they said Kedei Dibur. Can you hear? They learned, but that's the rift. The whole Nidin is only Kedei Dibur. How come Kedei Dibur, you can't be Mesakin, your Dibur that you had from beforehand? So Rosh Yosef says Bedas Rashi that the only time they can be Mesakin Teichdei Dibur, what's Teichdei Dibur do? It's Oiker what you said beforehand. So what did this guy say? Baruch Atah Hashem Lekinu Melech Olam Boyer Pri Agafen. His Kavanah when he said Baruch Atah Hashem was for Agafen. He ended off Boyer Pri Agafen also, and then he said Shakol Nir B'Dvari. So when he was Chozer and he said Shakol Nir B'Dvari, what were we Oiker? You're Oiker, you're Boyer Pri Agafen. But you're still left with the Kavanah, which is Kavanah Shein Aruya at the beginning. Your Baruch Adah Hashem, Lekeinu Melech Ha'olam, is Kavanah, which is not Kavanah, which is Kavanah for Beit Priyagov, which is the wrong Kavanah. Now, Be'etzim, that's the Shaila of the Gemara. We're back to Lechor, that should still be back to the Shaila of the Gemara. And if it's Ishtat Lekula, which you don't know how Rashi goes, but if it's Ishtat Lekula, then Lechor, that should also be Lekula. From the Rosh Yosef, it's Mashmah, that in this case, in Echanami, it's not going to be Pashin. If you're maybe the Vart is, he speaks it out in his Kedarkai, Koitzer Mile Mamish. L'chora, what he means is Mamish, two words, he says. B'kia Gavno, we're not going to say that the Kavanah is going to be, that it's going to work if you're a Kavanah which is not Ruyo. Maybe L'chazaran is, it's like Tati L'Ruyo. If you need a Terech Nidibur to be Oiker, what you said beforehand, it's only going to be Mesakin it if you have a Richtig Tikkun. If at the end of the day you still have a suffix in what your bracha is, then in Echanami we're not going to say the Tekhid Dibur is going to be Mesakin it. But frat, if your kavana at the time of the bracha is different than your akiro. In other words, maybe this is also an akud that he was saying there. If you're choizer from your brepria, you said brepria gafan shakan midvari. So you want to be choizer and say, I want to be Mesakin my brepria gafan with my shakal. But that's not like you had in mind when you said Baruch Hashem. So your Tekhid Dibur is still being soicer, your makshava. at the time of the beginning, and that you're not being Iker. Male, in such a case, in a Hanami, we're not going to be able to be, in such a case, we're not going to take the day deeper. The Shaila is that only answers in Rashi, doesn't answer in the Rif. I ain't shown what he says, but that's the Rif. He wants to say Alderech. I didn't understand, L'chara, at the end of the day, it would end up that the Shaila is the same Shaila as Rashi. But the Etzem Yisroel is really a Chiddush also. Even with that Rashi, L'chor is a Chiddush. Because L'chor, the pashtus we should say, is that after your Choyz or Techdei Dibur, then you're left with the Baruch Atah Hashem L'kinam Elach Olam, with the Das of saying Breit Regafin, and a Siyam of Shakon Yivadvar. And that should really be the Safak of the Gemara. Yet we Madcha, no. In this case, for some reason, it's Saka different. That's the second case. That's the second Girsa. The final Girsa is the Shittas HaGaonim, which is brought down in the Balmar and the Ramban, b'shem the Girsa of the Rif, and the Rashba quotes it b'shem the Gaonim. There, they name one that the case of the Rif is Pashut. The case that the Rif said is a Sophic, where you said, Baruch Atah Hashem L'kinam, you had Sheikh or beer in your hand, and he said, Baruch Atah Hashem L'kinam Elach Olam, Berei Priagofen, Shakon Yibidvari. That's Pashut, that in a Chanami or Yitzim. What's the Sophic of the Gemara? Fakert, you had beer in your hand, and you said the right bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Shakol Nehi B'dvarei, Brei Pri Hagafen. Then we have a Shiloh. What's going to be in that case? In that case, in a Hanami, do we say you go basa the psicho and you had a richtig of bracha on your yetze? Or you go basa the chasima and you're not yetze? Now, L'chor, according to this, says the Rajba, just the Hemshik, you have to now recalculate the Raya of the Gemara, the Hemshik. The Raya of the Gemara, the question over here is, do you go basa the psicha and you're yoytze, or the chasima and you're not yoytze? And this is fakert from Rashi and the Rif. They learned that the shayla was, do you go basa the chasima and you're yoytze, or the psicha and you're not yoytze? Here it's exactly fakert. Do you go basa the chasima and you're not yoytze, or do you go basa the psicha, which you said karoi, and you're yoytze? The mail of the Raya of the Gemara for Ma'ariv Aravim is not from the first case where you ended off yoytzer hama'ereis, that we see you go basa the psicha and your yaitse. Rather, the Gemara is from the other case, where you ended off, where you started, where you're not yaitse, where you started off yaitse aravari choshech in the morning, you started off yaitse aravari choshech, and you ended off hamari varavim, baruch Hashem hamari varavim. We see you're not yaitse, even though you started the whole beginning of the bracha was karoi. Baruch Atah Hashem, L'kinu Melech Ha'olam, Yisrael Avayi Chayshach, Hashem Yisrael Kolom, V'chulu V'chulu, Or Chadash Al Tiyan Tzir, V'nitzkech Olonu Me'eri L'yoyroi, Baruch Atah Hashem, Ma'ariv Haravim. In that case, L'chor, you started off Karoi, and you ended off with Ma'ariv Haravim. And in that case, in Chanami, we see you're not Yetzeh. V'yitzeh, you go Basa the Chasima, even though your Pasich was good, you go Basa the Chasima, and the Chasima could ruin it after the good Pasich. So what's the Zichri of the Gemara? No, Shani Hasam the Baruch is the Girsa. The case of Sheikhar is different because you had a full bracha. Since the bracha is a bracha kitzara, so when you say Baruch Atah Hashem, the king of Melech Ha'olam, Shakon Yivadvari, it could be that you're Yetzer. Because you already finished the bracha. So we don't care what your Maitzev at the end. Masha'enkin, in the case of Yetzer Ar, Vari Choshech, Hashem Yasakol, Baruch Atah Hashem, Amari Varavim, that case is different. Because you didn't finish the bracha yet. You still have a chasima that you have to get to. But maybe it's not a raya. But that's the third case, according to of the Goyim. Now the Rajba's Matmiya, has the same Shiloh. How could you tell me, what is the Goyim Taino? It can't be that the case is, actually have the Girsim of Furush, that it's Pashin in the Gemara, the case of the Rif. In the case where you have beer, and you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekeinu Melech Ha'olam, Borei Pri Hagafen, Shakon Yevedvari, it's Pashin that you're Yetzeh, even though you're a Mafsik in the middle of your Bracha, with a Borei Pri Hagafen, Shaloi Karo, you're a Mafsik, even so that's Pashin that you're Yetzeh. What's the Shiloh of the Gemara? Where you finish your bracha karoi, Baruch Atah Hashem, L'kinam Elacham, Shakoni Midvari, had you stopped here, you've been fine. Now you add on a Brei Pri Hagafen at the end, that's going to be worse. Yitziva Barav, Yirish Meishmaya, how could it be that way? You already finished, you're in the middle of your bracha, and you're mafsik, that's not a problem. But when you finished your bracha karoi, and you're moist with something at the end, Mamailu, Mamurid, says the Rajba to your bracha, when you're ready to finish your bracha. The Shaila is, the same shayla we had beforehand. L'chura, if you hold that Torchid Dibur is Kedibur Dami, what do you mean? What's the shayla? What's the Rashi being Matmiya? Torchid Dibur, you're allowed to be Choyzer from whatever you said before, and then you're Makalkalit. So when you said, Baruch Atah Hashem, L'kinu Baruch Hashem, Shakani Medvari, Brei Pri Hagafen, your Brei Pri Hagafen is Makalkal, the Shakani Medvari, Kilad Yizeh, Baruch Atah Hashem, L'kinu Baruch Hashem, Brei Pri Hagafen. What was the shayla of the Rashi? So the truth is, if you look at the Baal Amar, when he brings down this girsa, he also is matmi on the girsa, but for a different reason. He says, what type of shayla is that? The question is, you said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekinam Al-Kalam, Shachanim Yizvar, Bri Priya Gofen. What's it talking about? What did you have in your hand? If you had beer in your hand, which is a shakal, and you said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekinam Al-Kalam, Shachanim Yizvar, Bri Priya Gofen, it's posher that you're not Yitzah. It's posher that you're not Yitzah. It's not even a Tzavik Yomar. Why is it posher that it's not Yitzah? What's posher b'chol? What? She could be matzchen say it's a hefsik between your bracha and the achila. The shayla is once after you have the sasam v'lay pirish ish line. It could be that you could say that it's a hefsik. However, if you understand that the maybe is bothered by this question that it's a teichi dey diber l'chayra your choizer from what you said before, and that wouldn't even be the suffix of the gemara. Kokama that teichi dey diber your choizer from what you said beforehand, then l'chayra that's not a suffix. It's kilu as if you said brei priyagofen at the end of the day. There's no shayla that you're going to be here. As opposed to a kilkul? I mean that it only works as a tikkun. So we'll handle that right now. What is the gather of Teichid Eidiber? How does Teichid Eidiber work? Is Teichid Eidiber an akira from what you said beforehand? Or is Teichid Eidiber, it's not an akira, it's just that what you said beforehand is not megareya. You're misaking what you said beforehand, but you weren't akirin. It's not ki'ilu as if you deleted it and you stuck something else there instead. What would be the nafkamino? A nafkamino would be, l'mashal, if a person in the middle of the summer, he's saying, Baruch Aleinu Hashem Lekeinu Asa Shana Azois, V'es Komenei Suvas L'Tevo, V'sein Talamot L'Vracha, V'sein Bracha. What did he do now? V'sein Talamot L'Vracha, V'sein Bracha. What should he switched himself, Teichi Dei Diber. He said V'sein Bracha. Should he go back L'Chatchila to the beginning of the Bracha or not? Dainu. If you are Iker, if it's an Akira, so then it's Kilo as if you didn't say V'sein Talamot L'Vracha. Not a problem. Mashenkin, if it's not an Akira, it's just not Megareya, you're able to be Mesakin yourself, but it's not Kilo as if you didn't say it, you were never Iker the words, then in Echadam, it's a Chorik, Kfar Kilel. You're already Mekalel. The Mela, start your Bracha again. Your Bracha is a ruined Bracha. Start your Bracha again. In your middle of your Bracha, you're Mekalel. The Mela, in Echadam, when you get to Eidos, you're allowed to be Choyzer V'chulu, but it doesn't make you feel as if you didn't say it. It's just that your Eidos is not finished, so therefore we don't only consider your Eidos at the end. But when it comes to a Bracha, if you said in the middle of the summer, you were Mekalel, and you said, Ribbono Shel Olam, please make it rain, then L'chori Makala, what's it going to help you? If at the end of the day you have your Chayla to be Misaki and it's not considered a Hefzik in your Bracha and you said the same Bracha, you should have to go back? The truth is that the Bir Halacha, when he paskins in Simin Kuf Yud Ches, when he gets to this Halacha, he says, what happens if a person, the Halacha is, if a person says the same Talamat al-Bracha, he has to go back to the beginning of the Bracha. In the summer, if he said the same Talamat, he has to go back to the beginning of the Bracha. Let's say a person did not go back to the beginning of the Bracha. So he says like this, Im lai hisko rak mi v'sein bracha, let's say you didn't go back. You said v'sein talamat al bracha, and then you said v'sein bracha. And you continued going, you didn't go back to the beginning of the bracha. Zokter loy mi bayim nizkar b'sei chidei ziver. Loy mi bayim, if you remember, you caught yourself teich chidei ziver, and you said v'sein bracha. Vada yotza b'di'eved. You're for sure yotza b'di'eved. Now the shayla is, why is it only b'di'eved? If you caught yourself teichid eidiber and you said the same bracha, so then you were oiker. Once you were oiker, maybe if you're handling what should you do, you said the same talamat to the bracha, and now you want to know what should you do? Should you go back to the beginning of the bracha, or should you say the same bracha? Seder in Echanami, maybe you should go back to the beginning of the bracha. But once you already said the same bracha teichid eidiber, so you already caught yourself. The shayla is, should I go back or should I not go back? In that case, why is it only b'di'eved? Why is he saying, if b'di'eved, you didn't go back, so then, in a chanami, maybe it's... In a chanami, you're yaitse. L'chor, it's not a b'di'eved. You were oiker what you said beforehand. L'chor, the mashmoy, it's not a curing gansin. It's not a curing gansin. Maybe l'chatchili, Taka is supposed to go back. That would be the mashmoy. The mice, he holds at the end of the day that Taka made it to Safik, and therefore we're Taka not going to be, even if you finished, we're not going to go back. But that would be l'chor, the mashmoy, that in a chanami it's taka not an akira, it's taka not an akira, and therefore the chatzkili is supposed to go back to the beginning of the bracha. What's the talion? Whether it's akira or it's not. So if you look at the Gemara that we quoted before in the Nedarim Pei Zayin, the Gemara says, Hilchasa terchid idibur kedimur, chutz mi megadif, avoy dezoro, mekadosh megarish. That we pass in kol atar kula that terchid didibur is kedibur dami, except for these four things, except for two things the Ran says really, shtayim sheim arba, of megadif, avoy dezoro, mekadosh megarish. Megadif avoy dezoro are very similar, mekadosh megarish is iskes shavai le yitzio. Everything else terchid didibur kedibur. Not only that, the Gemara says a pelad gazach. It says that even when we get to Maestim, we say Terech Dibur Kedibur. If a person writes his Kriya, a person tears Kriya on a person that he thought died, and then the person only dies afterwards. He really wasn't dead. He's Aleph, he thought he was dead, and he writes Kriya, and he only dies afterwards Terech Dibur, Yotzi De Kriyase. He's Yotzi De Kriya. Kilo Terech Dibur is like a lover. Makes the Kilo as if the time is beforehand, it attaches you to beforehand. But again, except for these other four things, you don't say Terech Dibur. The Shaila is for us. What's the chilek between this and that? Says the Ran, Lo yadana maishno hami hani, uminoluhu rabbanon hachi. How do we know that in certain cases we don't say Terech Nidibur Kedibur, and everywhere else we do say Terech Nidibur? What's the chilek? The nira be'enai, the bashar mili, the loy chamiri kule hai. Other things that are not so chomer, everything else except for even of Idazara, Mekadish, or Megarish. Kisha adam oisa oisa, when a person does it, loy bigmar daite hu oisa. When a person says something, a person is a little bit fickle. And memela, nothing is really kavua. Certain things you don't play around with. Megadif, avodah zara, nobody does it al tanai. But everything else is that his das is, he's a little wishy-washy. Nothing is really kavua. Avalahani, kiven the chamiri kulihai, ino the moise is samal abaskam gemuru. Mushim hochi chazara afilo techet edibur lemahani. The reason why techet edibur doesn't work to be choizer in these is because Terech Nidibur is not magic. Terech Nidibur is because there's no Gemiras Das really until Achrik Terech Nidibur. A person always needs that ability to wiggle out. He never wants to be that Achrayis of nailing something down to what he said. Always give me a way out. And therefore, he always has the Terech Nidibur to get out. Masha Enkin, when it comes to something which is so Chomer, you don't play with fire. Avodah Zarah, a person doesn't Mekadesh, Megarish, a person doesn't play with, and Memela Zichar, if he did it with Gemiras Das and Gansan. Shaila tova. L'chor it's a good question. So we're not going to get to us. So I'm not going to answer it. But the shaila is why is the shir k'day shaila shalom l'rav according to that? What shaykh is the shir of shaila shalom l'rav? That's a little bit tzarech bir. But l'chor the mashmois is that in echanami it's a din d'oraisa. If you look at Tesis over there, Tesis says in echanami it's a din d'oraisa. He doesn't say how it works, but he says k'nir it's a din d'oraisa. Now the mashmois is that in Echanami, the chazara is a complete chazara. When you're choizer, your chazara is an akira from what you said beforehand. Because what you said beforehand was never really said. Anything, it's like being merachif. It's sort of hovering in the air. It's never like a Kodesh Baruch Hu's hirakia. Until Yom Revi, nothing was kavua. So to a person's dibur, until after kedei dibur, is never kavua. You can never nail him on his zebra until after Ketei Tei Zebra. The Melech, he switches Ketei Tei Zebra, so then in Echanami, he's saying that what I said before, it was never really a zebra. You're Iker in Gansen. Maybe the Mashmoy is also the second pshat that the Ran brings. The Ran brings another pshat from the Ramban above Abbasar, B'Shem Rebbeinu Tam, on Kofof Testament Beis. The Gemara says, Takan tuhu de tikun rabbanon, mishum talmud haloi keach, mekach, upogobar rab, v'shuch alitun lei sholim. V'hushvu nesein b'chomili bar mehani. So takan tuhu de rabbanon. Zakter Ben Otam, the whole din is only a din der Rabbanan, that if a person is in the middle of buying something, and the Meicher says to him, no, you want to buy it? And he says, yeah. And then his Rebbe comes. And he says, his Rebbe says, Shalom Aleichem to him. He wants to be able to say, he wants to be able to answer him. Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, Rabbi Murray. Now, really what he meant to say was, yes, I want to buy it, but I don't want to pay so much. So you have to give him a little bit of wiggle room. Today, as Takanas Chachamim, that he shouldn't get stuck when he's buying something. In the middle of a sentence, Memela, they always gave you the Yecholus of Terech Dibur to get out of it. V'hishvu midoy sayam, that everywhere Terech Dibur, there's a din of Terech Dibur. Says the Ran, he says, Eino nearly, v'chi bezden masnen lakar dover min atur, lo'ilom b'kum v'esei, min adarim. It's a din d'rabbanan. More he's bothered by that l'chore. How can he say it's a din d'rabbanan? That's the way Tesis says over there. Unfortunately, it has to be a din d'raisa. Betzim is bothered by the same thing. Mashmoi says also, it's not muchach, but the mashmoi says that from the fact that he says that lak or dover become v'essay, that in echanam it's an akira. Savi says it's an akira because the halacha is that the nether is not going to be a nether. But the lashon of lakar davar b'kum ve'esei is mashmois is al derech that he said beforehand, that it's an akira from what you said beforehand. Mitzad sheni, that Ramban in Bava Basra and Kufchav Tes, if you look there, the Ran doesn't quote this last pshat. The Ramban there in Bava Basra, he brings down a second pshat of, it's really the third pshat we have, but the Ramban brings down the second pshat that he heard in what pshat of Teichet Edivir? B'shem Rav Av Bezdin Shamati, says Ramban, the Kivin the Omer Ravan and Akiris HaShema Hashem Lepnei Yiro, Tiknu Shelo Yeh Hefzik B'shum Dover. Since the Halacha says somebody is Kariya Shema, somebody that's Kariya Kriya Shema, the Halacha is they allowed to be Shoyom Pnei Yiro. If somebody comes there, somebody that he's scared of is going to do something to him, he's allowed to be Shoyal in the middle of a Shema. Therefore, they said, Tiknu Shelo Yeh Hefzik B'shum Dover. They decided that it's not going to be a Hefzik in anything. The Lashon is that it's not going to be a Hefzik. Not that it's an akira to what you said beforehand. It's not a hefzik b'chlal. Teichet Edivir is never considered a hefzik of what you said. Anything that you said, if you rectify within Teichet Edivir, it's not a hefzik from what you said beforehand. It's interesting. The Ramban of the Mohammed in our sugyo, he says, when you say on Sheikhar, Brei Pri Agafen, Shakoni B'dvarei, so he says the reason why you're Yotze, you said the wrong bracha and then you switched it. Brei Pri Agafen, Shakoni B'dvarei. It says in Mipnisha Hoisif Baal Epasol Elisha Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Bara Zevazet. He says that which you were Moisif, it's Loipasol. It's not a problem because you're saying that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was Barea this and he was Barea that. Sigh the Brei Pri Agafen and sigh the Shakan with Barea. Now, if the Vart is that it works Teichet Edivir, you're Choisif from what you said beforehand, then you weren't Moisif anything. Fakir, you were Choisif from what you said Brei Pri Agafen and then you said Shakan with Barea. Mashmoy says no, it's Hoisofa. Now you have to ask, why does he have to say that it's Oisofa? You're being a halakha to broker both of them. The Chor is not considered a hefzik b'chlal. But the mashmois of the Ramban is that in Chalami, we don't look at it as you were oikir what you said beforehand. It's not an akir from what you said beforehand. And rather, it's we look at it as not considered a hefzik. The thing is, maybe we can understand pshat in the machlokes that we said in our sugya. The Balamar said, in the case of the Goinim, where you said on beer, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam Shakoni B'dvari Brei Pri Agafen. So the Rashba Shraid Chai V'Kayim, what's the tzad b'chlal that you're not going to be yotze in such a case? You already finished your bracha. What are we talking about over here? And the Balamor says, no, it's partial in that case that you're not yotze. What's the pshat of the Balamor? If he understands that's an akira gemuro, so then in a chanami you're not going to be yotze. You said Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam Shakoni B'dvari Brei Pri Agafen. You were choizer in Gansen from what you said Shakoni B'dvari, and therefore you can't be yotze. Because your bracha at the end of the day is the wrong chasimo. You have a brief yagof on the sheikhar. Masha'in Kain, the Rajba understood, not that way. The Rajba, when he's bimaz bereshitas Rashi, he says, why didn't Rashi say the case of the Gemara was like the Rif? The Rif says the case is that you said, Bari priyagofen, shakoni b'dvarim. Why couldn't Rashi say that that was the case? So he says, She'ilu amar brei priyagofen, shakoni b'dvarim, he says Rajba, because had he said that, he said brei priyagofen, then he said shakoni b'dvarim. What would be the question of the Gemara Bechlal? The Kivan Shematveya Kotzeru, Kivan Sha'omar Brei Pri Agafen, Farsim Kol HaBracha. After you said Shakoni B'dvari, Brei Pri Agafen, you already finished the Bracha. Ma Sha'omar Libesarif Shakoni B'dvari, Toisefes Ula'achar HaBracha, Umayla LaBracha Ma'marid, Vehech Kuri Eisei Chasimo. He says, you said already Brei Pri Agafen, you finished the Bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam. Brei Pri Agafen. You finish the bracha. Shakoni B'dvar is not going to be Milo Murid. What does he mean to say? If it's an akira, so why is it a Milo Murid? But if he learns that in the Chanam it's not an akira, it's just that it's not considered a hefzik. But you could be Moisif on. So then, the only time that we say that maybe is in a case where it's not a davar which is kotsuf. He says, you already finished your bracha. What does he mean to say you already finished your bracha? And by Edus, you also finish your Edus, and you're allowed to be Chayz of Teichet Edivir. The answer is, by Edus, it's not a Dover which is defined. It's not a Dover which has certain boundaries. Now you finished your Edus. Until you stop talking, then you don't finish your Edus. Mashenka with a Bracha, you finished your Bracha as soon as you said there is a Matbea that Chazal gave. Bracha Kitzara has a Matbea. It only could be Chayz with one thing. When he said Bracha, Tashem Lekinu Malachalam, Brei Pri Agafen, you finished your Bracha. There's nothing to talk about at the end of the day. There's no way Safas. And you want to say that it's not considered a hefzik. That's it. You finish the bracha. It doesn't pass to add on anything afterwards at the end of the day. Because you already finished the bracha. Ma'mailu ma'marid. You already finished. It's ma'mea kotz. There's nothing else to do. You finished. Once you said bracha, Hashem, you finished. There's nothing to talk about in such a case. Ma'ilu is pashat to him when you said the richtige bracha. Pasha that Rashi, when he said the richling bracha and you ended off afterwards at the wrong bracha, it's pasha that also is not going to do anything. Certainly it's not going to be makalkal. Once you have the matzmeya kotzer and echanami, it's not going to be makalkal. The goinim, what was their suffix? What was the suffix of the goinim? The suffix of the goinim that we said, according to Rashi, is pasha that you're yotze, and according to the Balamar's pasha, you're not yotze. According to the goinim, that was the suffix of the Gemara. You took a cup of beer and you said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekinim Elef Ha'ilam, Shakoni Mitvari, Buri Priyagofen. There, the shaila is, what's the shaila? Says the Ramban, do we say that you already finished your bracha and therefore you're okay? And I, you were choizer afterwards? Chazara betois, shechazer v'siyam shalai karoi, lo yave chazara. A chazara betois is not considered a chazara. Dainu toichin de dibur is not black magic. It doesn't just automatically cut everything out. You could say that even if you understand that it's an akira. Even if you understand that toichin de dibur is an akira and it's akira that everything that you said beforehand, but that's only in a case where you're, it passes to say that you're trying to be erker what you said beforehand. However, in such a case where you, it's a chazara betois, you made a mistake in your chazara. In the chanami, you didn't mean to be chayzer. How do I know that you didn't mean to be chayzer? Because it's muchach from what you're saying, and it's muchach from what you're holding, that you finished already beforehand. When you said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekeinu Melech Ha'olam, Shachani Bedvari, and you're holding beer in your hand, it's muchach that that's really what you're trying to say. The Teichid Edibur that you said afterwards, that's a Chazor B'Toyz. Teichid Edibur could be misakin it, perfrat if you understand, like the Ran says. The Ran says that there's no Gemira's Das until after Teichid Edibur. It only passes to say there's no Gemira's Das if it's something which is by Mekadesh, Megar, something which is up to the person. Something which is totally in your Nitunim, in the givens that are in front of you. You have beer in front of you, in the Bracha Shakani Midvari, and you said Shakani Midvari, then it's clear that you had a Gemira's Das in your Bracha. There's no Suffolk. There, that's like Mekadesh Megarish. Not else the Choymer of Mekadesh Megarish, but else the clarity that it's clear that you were Goymer Das, because what you have in your hands is Shachan Mitvari, and you said Shachan Mitvari. So Zichr, when you send your bracha, Lachor, you're finished. Tekken Zimmer is not going to ruin that. Do we say that? No, it's a Matthew Manakira, it's going to be Chayzer. That's good for the Shail over here. Do we say Tekken Zimmer is going to be Chayzer, or no? Chazara Betoy Shechazar Esim Shalek Aroi, Loi Havi Chazara. The Fidus, maybe we can understand, the Girsa of the Goinim is, do we go Basa the Iker Bracha, or do we go Basa the Chasima? What's the Iker Bracha? According to the Goinim, what was the Suffolk? You have beer in your hand, and you said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekeinu Melech Ha'olam, Shakoni Vidvari, Rei Pri Hagafen. The Shaila is, do we go Basa the Iker Bracha or the Chasima? Why is one Iker more than the other? The answer is, in this case, where your Bracha was a perfect Bracha, from the Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekeinu Melech Ha'olam, Shakoni Vidvari, that's why it's the Iker Bracha. It's the Iker Bracha because it comes after your Baruch Atah Hashem. So therefore, that's the Iker Bracha, because really your Matzbeah Bracha is finished at the end of Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Ha'olam, Shakoni Bedvari. It's only in the Rif that he had the wrong Bracha. There it doesn't pass to say Iker Bracha. This is the Psichor is the Chasima. But over here, where you have your Iker Bracha, do you go bust to the Iker Bracha, dahinu, the end of the Bracha, which is after the Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Ha'olam? You said Shakoni Bedvari, which is the Richtige one, and we don't care about what you said afterwards. You can't be Chayzer Tekeinu Dibur. You go bust to the Iker, because it's clear from what you have in your hand, that's what you're trying to be varach on, or do we say no? Still shaykh, since you said Rei Pri Hagafen at the end, you could be choizer, terkei deiver from what you said.